Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, about 12 lines down at the new Mishnah. Amar Lishnayim, you have a fellow who walks over to two people. He walks over to Al and Bob. And he says, listen, Al and Bob, Gazalti le'echad mikem mana. I stole from one of you $100. Ve'eni yodea eze mikem. I don't know which one of you. Kama. Or, here's another scenario. Let's say he walks over to Al and Bob, and he says, Aviv shel echad mikem, the father of one of you, one of your guys' fathers, Hifkid Li, who's no longer alive anymore, deposited with me mana, 100. Ve'eni yoidean, I don't know ezehu. I don't know if it was your father Al or your father Bob. So what's he supposed to do in either of these cases? Noisin lezem mana, he gives each one of them 100. Now, even though he was only given 100, he's basically paying an extra 100 out of pocket, shahoida mi piatzmai, and because he had come and admitted this on his own, right? The first case was either he said to two people, not that he was accused or he's in court, and the second also is where he's offering this information. Slash. Here's another case. Shnayim shehefkidu, I underline shnayim shehefkidu, eitzel zeh. Imagine if you have two people, we'll call them Al and Bob. Al and Bob deposited money with Jim. Zemana bezemasayim. One of the two, Al or Bob, deposited 100. One of them deposited 200. Now they come back, I don't know, a week later. Ze oimer shalimasayim. Al says, yeah, the 200 was mine. Veze oimer. And Bob says, shalimasayim, mine was the 200. Now the guy who was watching the money scratching his head because he's got 100 and 200, the 300, and they're both claiming 200. No sense. So what's he supposed to do now? Well, he gives Lazem money, he gives Al 100, Lazem mana, and Bob 100. What about the third 100? Each one of them is claiming that it's theirs. The Hashar and the rest, Yeimunach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. Gotta, we'll just call it, put it on top of the refrigerator until it can be clarified when Eliyahu Navi comes. Kama. Amr Rabbi Yossi, we had this at the beginning of the Masechta, quoted, I boxed Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, 1 second here. Where is there at all an incentive to prevent people from lying? Now, one of these guys, we'll assume, probably knows he deposited 200, the other one knows he deposited 100, but each one is claiming 200, and that's not good for society. So Rabbi Yossi says, in Cain, if you're going to give each one 100, meaning the one who really deposited 100 and is claiming 200, isn't losing anything because he's getting his 100. Im kein mahifsid, what would be the loss to the ramai, to the liar, the cheater? Ella, you know what Rabbi Yossi says? Hakol yeimunach ad shav Eliyahu. The entire $300 gets put on top of the fridge until the issue can be clarified, which would certainly encourage people who only deposited 100 when they come back to request the 100, because if it turns out that there's a big machlokas, they're going to lose everything. V'chein shnei kelim, and then shnei kelim. Imagine if you have two people depositing bowling balls. One deposits a $50 or a $100 bowling ball. One deposits a $1,000 bowling ball. Both of them, by the way, are emerald green. Echad yofa mana. One of them is worth 100. Echad yofa elef zuz, and the other one's worth 1,000. Ze oimer. They come back, I don't know, a month later. Al says yofa shali. Oh yeah, the $1,000 emerald green bowling ball is mine. Veze oimer, and the other one says, officially, yeah, the $1,000 one is mine. What's he supposed to do now? So, Noisin as a katan, he gives the $100 emerald green bowling ball le'echad mehem to one of the two. And the other one, now what's he supposed to do with it? Well, umi toicha gadol noisin demei katan l'sheni. Maybe bowling ball's not the best example, but from the larger one, we'll say the more valuable one, he gives the equivalent value of the smaller one. So he basically gives $100 for the bigger one. What happens with the rest? Now, it's not going to be sells it and splits the, keeps 900 of the value and gives 100, or if it's some type of item that can be cut up into pieces. But the rest waits until Eliyahu comes in and clarify the issue. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi comes in again in this case and says the same thing he said before. We boxed Rabbi Yossi. Im Kain, if you're going to give each one of them at least $100, and the one who gave the bowling ball was worth $100, then what is possibly discouraging him from lying and claiming that something that's not really his is his? Im Kain mahifsid, where would there be a loss to the Ramai? Ella, you know what you do? You put both emerald green bowling balls on top of the fridge, which would certainly encourage people who are a little bit crooked to reclaim only that which is rightfully theirs. That's the end of the Mishnah. Okay, now from the Reish of the Mishnah, Alma, I vectored the Alma, it seems pretty clear you had a person and he only stole 100 from one of the two, but he doesn't know, yet we tell him he has to pay out of pocket a whole nother 100. It seems like misfeka mafkina mamayna, because of a situation of suffix where we're not sure, we will take money away from a person that's it's rightfully his 100, the second 100 is rightfully his, veloyam rinan, and we do not employ the principle of uki mamayna becheskas mare. Just let the money stay with the person that we last know had it. So when this fellow is going to be paying the second 100, that's his money. We don't say you can just keep it. He has to pay it, even though it's only a suffek to the person he's paying it to, whether it's really money owed to him. The thing with that is, Uriminhi, we have a Tanaic source. It's actually our Mishnah, which we'll quote now, almost 3.5 lines. And it's basically the part of the Mishnah which was after the slash. Shnayim shiv kidul eitz echad. You have Al and Bob, and they deposited money by Jim. Zemana, one of them gave 100. Zemasayim, the other one gave 200. They come back a week later, and each one, Al and Bob, claims, Zeimir shalimasayim. Yeah, you know, the 200's mine. I'd like it back. Zeimir, another one, says the same thing. Shalimasayim, mine is the 200. Well, this guy's only got a total of 300, and he's got two people each requesting 200 for a total of 400. So what does he do? Noisen lazem manu lazem manu, gives 100 to each one of them. V'hashar yemunach ad shav Eliyahu, and the rest gets put on top of the proverbial fridge until it can be clarified. That does not sound like he has to pay 200 out of pocket to one of the people and 200 out of pocket to the other person. So what's going on here? Well, Amar Lei, not sure who the Amar Lei is and who was speaking, but whoever pointed this out, it was said back to them, Pikadun Agezel Karamis, 1 second, let's take a step back. The case of the Reisha is where, let's say, Jim stole from one of two people. Okay, fine, so we say that he has to give back 100 to each one of them and sort of pay out of pocket. Where it was deposited by Jim, Jim didn't do anything wrong, that you're going to ask one on the other, Gezel da'avadi sura kan sura banan. Could very well be that where he stole the 100, so banan, throw a knas on him and make him pay an extra 100 out of pocket. Whereas pikadon, where it was just deposited with him, da'avadi sura, he didn't do anything wrong, lo'i kan sura banan, or banan did not make a knas, and he doesn't have to pay anything out of pocket. Okay, so there's a clear distinction between those cases, in which it's almost like the Gemara knew that and is using the opening questioning line as a springboard to the, I don't know, the more genuine or authentic question, Virami Pikadoin versus Pikadoin, Virami Gezel a Gezel. So now we'll ask one case of Pikadoin against another case of Pikadoin, which seems like they have different dinim, and same thing, Gezel a Gezel, colon. Pikadoin a Pikadoin, I double underlined, we'll ask one case of Pikadoin versus another case of Pikadoin, and on the third wide line, about the fourth and fifth and sixth words, it says Virami Gezel a Gezel, I would double underline, Gezel a Gezel. So we'll see Pikadoin a Pikadoin here, and then we'll see Gezel a Gezel. So let's do Pikadon a Pikadon. Tikatani. It said on the third and fourth line of our Mishnah, we call it the Reisha. It's really the later part of the Reisha. Here's a quote, two lines from the Mishnah. Oi, let's say you have a fellow. He walks over to Al and Bob, and he says, listen, guys, Aviv Shalechon Mehem Hifchid Etzimana. One of your dads, don't remember for the life of me which one, but one of your dads deposited 100 by me, and it rightfully belongs to the one of you. Any idea, Ezehu, and I don't really know which one of your fathers it was. Kama. So what was the psak? And the Mishnah continues five more words. Noisin lazemana lazemana. This fellow is actually going to have to give Al 100 and Bob 100. Okay, sounds like he pays each one of them 100, like out of pocket. Ureminhi. And then, what about our Mishnah? In other words, line 5 and 6 in our Mishnah, when we said, Shnayim Shehiv Kidu, if you have two people who deposited an item, Al and Bob, deposited by Jim, one gave $100, one gave $200, they both came claiming the $200, we didn't say he has to pay out of pocket there. That's the question. That's Pikada versus Pikada. So I'm a Rava. I circled Rava, and Rava answers, well, you have to look into the cases now. What's the distinction between the two? Reisha Naaseh, the Reisha, where it was one person's father. We don't know if it was Al's father or Bob's father, but one person who deposited it with him. And we're viewing it as though it's two people, is we're going to view it kemi shefkidu lebishnei krichos. It's as though almost like two different deposits were made, in which case, tahavile the meidak, he should have paid attention as to who it was who gave him the 100. Was it Al's father? Or was it Bob's father? And that's why he has to pay each one of them 100. Seifa, however, in the Seifa's case, what happened? They came to him. And like at the same time, and you know how it is in a busy day, and there's lots of things going on. Seifa na'asa kemi, we make it as though shehifkidoi loy bekrachachad. It's almost like they put the $300 in an envelope and threw it at him. Now, they really didn't. One gave him 200, one gave him 100, but it was at the same time. And since they were there at the same time, deloy have le lemedak. If you have Al and Bob and they both show up and they both throw money and one of them says it was, one of them was really 100, one of them gave 200, they both claimed the 200, well, they were both there at the same time. Clearly, from the fact that they both gave in the money at the same time, it was almost as though they were saying they trusted each other. Because would you possibly pay at the exact same time as somebody else who you didn't trust? Kigain de'af. They both deposited their money at the same time. Where Jim, who has the total of 300, can say to them, hey, listen, fellas, you're both claiming the 200 was yours? I don't know. I only got a total of 300. Ant gufayhu, you yourselves, like kaptisu adadi, were not particular on one another to like clarify at the time of the deposit. I'm not kapin, and you want me to be magbid? That's the difference. The Rami Gezel al Gezel. We had double on Gezel al Gezel, and now we bring out what seems to be a stira within if something was stolen. Ketani Hachar Mishnah said, here's a quote of our Mishnah for almost two lines. Amar l'shnayim, he says to two people, this is the first two, three lines of our Mishnah. Gazalti le'echad mikem mana, I stole from one of you two, listen, Al, Bob, don't remember, stole from one of you two, $100, ve'ini yodea ezimichem, I don't know which one. Now, I think the reason the Gemara brings this second case also is just because it wants to get to the final psak. So I almost put in brackets, O Aviv Shalechad Michem, Hifkidli, Manaveini, Odeh, Ezek, close the brackets. What's the case where Jim walks up to Al and Bob and says, listen, Al, Bob, I know I stole 100 from one of you, I don't know which one. So what does he have to do? No, you send Lazeman, Lazemana. That's what our Mishnah said. He gives 100 to each one of them. Now, Uriminhi, we bring another Tanaic source, goes almost two lines in it, seems to indicate otherwise. Says the Tanaic source, Gazalecha b'chamisha, a person stole something from one of five people. He has no idea which one of the five people it is. V'ini yodeh mehem gazal. And he goes over, there's Al and Bob and Carl, Dave, and Ed. Zeimer, Al says, oh, you see, Gazel. Hey, yeah, you stole it from me. Zeimer and Bob says, oh, you see, Gazel. Yeah, you stole it from me. And each one of them is claiming he stole it from him. What's this guy supposed to do? He knows he only stole one item. Well, miniach zeila b'neim. He basically places down whatever the stolen thing is, between the five of them, mistalik, and scrams out of the scene. Literally, like, removes himself from the situation. Divir Reb Tarfon. I boxed Reb Tarfon. That's the end of the snake source. That's a very similar seeming case, yet we say he only has to pay once. Alma, what do we see from here? Says the Gemara Misfeka, because there's a suffix here, each one's claiming it's theirs, we don't know. Loimafkinan mamayna, we do not have this guy pay any of his own money. Rather, amrinan uki mamayna bechaskas mare. We apply the principle of, listen, like the money that's his, legally his, we know is his, and we're not going to make him pay anything out of pocket. That is the stira. So our Mishnah seems to indicate you pay each one of them. This Tanaic source seems to indicate you only have to pay one time and that's it. So the Gemara takes a step back and says, one second here. Why is that a stira? You have our Mishnah and then you have this price, but this price was authored by Rabbi Tarfon. That's a Shitas Yochid. Who's to say the Mishnah is going according to Reb Tarfon? We might demas nisan dehacha. Who says that our Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Zayin is going according to Reb Tarfon? He and the some Girsas have added in Dilma Reb Akiva. He has a big machlokas between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva dekatani Allah the Brisa that was taught. Now this is really it's brought in above a comma brought in Yavamas was taught with regard to this Mishnah, Dektani ala dahi. This is a Moda Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Tarfon would agree. And again, I boxed Rebbe Tarfon. Now, who's Rebbe Tarfon agreeing to? Moda Rebbe Tarfon, but we'll see that in a minute. Be'imer l'shnayim, that now the same Rebbe Tarfon who said you put 100 in between those five people and let them fight over it, or you know, get out of town. He would agree be'imer l'shnayim if he said to two people, Gazalti lechem lichem mana, I stole 100 from one of you. Ve'eni yoidea eizemichem. I don't know which one of you. Shenoisen lezemanu lezemana. Huh. Look at that. So Reb Tarfon would agree in that case he should give 100 to each one of them. So the Gemara answers, over there, when he stole from five people, dekatavi lei. The request is being made of him. Hacha, the second Tanaic source, where we said Reb Tarfon said you should pay each one of them, is bebalat seyidei shamayim. What he's trying to do is go like above and beyond the strict letter of the law, and that's why he would pay each one of them. Dekanami dekatani, because a precise reading will bring out this point. If you go up to the Mishnah, this is just a quote from the Mishnah that we had. This is like on the fourth, fifth line of the Mishnah. I put right angles in. Shehoida mi pi atzmai. When the Mishnah is saying that give each one of them 100, that's because they didn't approach him. He came to them, which means he really wants to take care of any responsibility he might have. Shmami no, that indeed that's the case where he would pay 100 to one of them and then out of pocket 100 to the other. Period. Amar Mar, we had said a few lines ago, Hasam de katov I le. Okay, so where they're coming to him and saying, you owe us, what's his response? Vahala, him, Jim, the guy who stole it. My Toyin, what's he saying back to each one of them? When we had said that he just leaves the Gazela, you know, in between them and scrams out of town, or at least scrams out of the scene, what's he saying back? So we have two approaches. Rav Yehuda, I underline, I'm a Rav encircled Rav, Hala Shaisik. You know what his response is? Nothing. It's silence. Whereas Rav Masna, who I underlined and encircled Rav, says, oh no, when Al comes and says, you owe me, Hala Tzavach. He says right back to that guy, Al comes and says, you owe me the thing. He says, I've never seen you before. I have no idea who you are. And same thing when Bob, Carl, Dave, and Ed come. Okay, so those are the two approaches as to what the response is. It's either nothing or he's denying it. Mandamar, I squiggle around the mandamar. And the first word of the next slide is also mandamar, I squiggle around that. So mandamar, halatzavach, that he's screaming back, I don't recognize you. Aval shtika, let's say he was silent. Well, then in general, we hold this principle, shtika kehoida, it would be an admission. Mandamar, however, according to the other approach, we squiggle it on this mandamar, that hala shoysek, that the other, that the guy who's being accused here, he's not responding. Well, the shtika is a little bit different. Shtika dehacha, lav kehoidahi, is actually not like admitting, comma connector, matzi amar le, because he could reasonably say back, oh, you want to know why I was quiet? Why I didn't say anything? Hi, de shtiki lechol chad b'chad, to each one of them. De amina, because I figured, dilma, hi, who? I don't know. Why was I quiet? Because, I don't know, maybe it was Al. Why was I calling Bob King? Because maybe it was Bob, and I didn't know. Period. Amar Mar. We go back to something we had said earlier. Four words in right angles. Meinich zeila b'neim u'mistalik. So let's say he stole a football helmet, and each one of them is claiming it's his football helmet. So he just leaves the football helmet in between them and withdraws. Okay, now let's say these five people, what they really should do, I guess, is maybe sell it and split it. Let's say it's worth $100. There's five of them. They should each get $20 worth. The way the Brisa, the Mishnah, presented the case, it sounds like he just leaves it and then maybe one of those five can go and grab the whole thing for themselves. So the Gemara asks, "Veshakli la kulhu ve'azli." So, like, one of them would be able to take the whole thing and be on its way, or "Veshakli lahu all of them, v'shakla kulu, they all take it and divide it. So let's say it's worth $100, they'll sell it and they each get $20. Really? V'hama Rabbi Abba Bar Zav Damar Rav, kol safek hinuach l'chatchila lo yitol. Now, what's he doing? He put the item down and he's withdrawing. Now you have these five people. That's some that was suffered, that was placed there. L'chatchila, none of them should take it. But you know what? B'diavad v'im natal, if one of the five goes and grabs the whole thing for himself, lo yachzer, he doesn't have to give it back to anyone. Okay, so the implication from the Tanaic source was that they should split it, but here it seems like that one can get the whole thing for himself. So Amar Rav Safra, Rav Safra explains that what you should say here is not meniach gzeila b'nei umisla, but rather veyaniach. It should remain somewhere. Where? On top of the proverbial refrigerator. In other words, veyaniach, leave it because it's in a state of suffek, period. Amar Abaye l'Rava. A question now. This question takes about 8-9 lines to develop till first word in the line is Becheskasan. So says Abaye to Rava, Mi Amar Rabbi Akiva. Did Rabbi Akiva really say, and here's a line and a half quote, Tanaic source, Lo yizu haderech moitziyosu midei aveira ad shishan gzelechol echad v'echad. No, you can't say if someone had done something wrong, that he just leaves the amount in the middle and lets them fight over it, or it gets placed there on top of the fridge, whatever, but that he's not going to be able to fulfill his obligations that way, to get him out of the horrible sin that he did, until he pays the actual thing that was stolen, or the value of it, to each and every one. Now that sounds very much Alma like, says the Gemara, Misveika, because we're in a situation where, like, I don't really know, Mafkina Mamayna, he has to pay extra money out of pocket, Veloyamrina, and we do not say, Oki Mamona Becheskas Mare, that we could leave the money, which no for sure is his, in his pocket. No, he has to actually pay out of pocket. Okay, what's the problem with that? Ureminhi, but we have another Tanaic source, which seems to indicate that Rabbi Akiva would hold differently. This Tanaic source goes for just under four lines and starts here. In this Tanaic source, you have two people in a house. You have a mother and her son. Okay, there's an earthquake, the house collapses, they both die. Now, the son has his own sons, who would obviously inherit him when he dies, and the mother has a brother who would inherit from her. She's not married anymore, and that's if we know that she dies. What happens in this case where it wasn't clear who died first? Was it the mother or the son? If the mother died first, her only son would certainly inherit from her first. If the son died first, she would get at least part of the estate. So, well, who died first? Let's see. Nafala bayis ala valima, if you have a house that fell on a person and his mother. Now the Yorshia ben, those who stand to inherit from the son, if the son were to definitely die and there was no suffix who came first, Oimrim, they say, Ha'im Esa Rishayna. You know what happened? The mother died first, then the son. So the mother died first, the son inherited from the mother, and then we who stand to inherit from the son will inherit from him. And the Yorshe Ha'im Oimrim, however, those who inherit from the mother, let's say her brother, call him Bill. Bill says, oh no, Ha'ben Meis Rishon, the son died first, and then the mother inherited from him, or she didn't have to give anything to him, and now when she died, we get the inheritance. Okay, Eluv Elu Maidim, both Beisham and Beis Hillel agree sheyachloiku, that there should be a split of whatever those assets that are we're not sure about is. Now comes along Rabbi Akiva, and I box Rabbi Akiva. I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Moda ani bezu, I agree in this case. Shehanechasim bechezkasan. You keep the assets and whatever their last known previous absolute status was, you keep them in their chazak, and we leave things as they are. That's the end of the Tanaic source. That's really our question, because the same Rabbi Akiva seemed to say that this fellow will pay out of pocket in a case of suffolk. In this most recent case, it seems like, no, we just leave things as they are. That was the question that Abaye posed to Rava Amarle. So Rava said back to Abaye, well, you can't really compare those two. Hasam Shema Veshema. When the house fell down and, killed the mother and her son, the claims that are being made by those who stand to inherit from the mother, those who stand to inherit from the son, No one knows what happened in the house. They're making claims of maybe. That's a claim of Shema. You can make a claim of Shema, but it's only a claim of Shema. It's not an absolute claim. It's, this is what I think happened. Those are claims of Shema versus Shema. However, when you have a case of Gazal Echad Michamisha, when you have one who definitely stole from five, that's a case of a Bari versus a Shema. At least the claim being put in by, let's say, one of the five is, oh no, it's definitely mine. And the fellow who stole it is saying, oh, I don't know. Okay, ask the Gemara another question. This one also takes about 8-9 lines to develop. I put a long question marking in the margin from here down till first word in line is Eini. Ask the Gemara now. Well, v'hamas nisin tahacha. Well, 1 second, let's look at our Mishnah. Here's a quote, almost a line I put right angles in. Amar l'shnayim. If you have a person, we'll call him Jim, and he says to two people, gazalti la'echad mikem mana, I stole from one of you 100, and I don't know which one. Deshema v'shemahu, that's a case of he doesn't know which one, and they're not giving him any insight. Vikatani, and the Mishnah said very clearly that what should he do? No, he gives 100 to each one of them. Really? Okay, so even though it's a case of Shema v'shema, he has to pay each one of them. He take money out of his pocket, which is definitely his, and pay up. The Gemara says, well, 1 second. That's wonderful that that's what our Mishnah says. Who says, though, that's a contradiction to Rabbi Akiva? In other words, who says our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva that we could ask a Rabbi Akiva source as a question on Umi Mai that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Well, here's why. Because we had Rabbi Tarfin, we saw this already once, the Katani Allah Dehahi, a Bryce was taught in reference to this Tanaic source. Here's almost a two-line quote that Moda, I double underline the word Moda, Moda Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin would agree. If a person says to two guys, I stole from one of you guys 100, I don't know which one. Now, Rabbi Kiva's agreeing, Rabbi Tarfin's agreeing. Who exactly is Rabbi Tarfin agreeing to? Well, whoever the previous opinion was. Leman Moida. Well, obviously it's the Rabbi Akiva Bar Pelukta. It must be to Rabbi Akiva, the one he argues with. Now, Umi Mai Deshema Veshema. Who? How do we know it's a case of Shema Veshema there? And here's why. Chada. You know why we're saying that the parties that maybe had the money stolen from them are Shema? Because they didn't come to sue him. Chada de Lokatani, the case was not taught as a Toivin Oisai, that they're bringing him to court. So, like, they don't know. The Oid, and further, I squeal in on the Oid. Hatani Rebchia, Rebchia, as a little brisa, goes for just a line, taught, and it's pretty clear that, what does Al say? Zelimir says, I don't know if you stole from me 100. Vezelimir, what does Bob say? Any you did, I don't know. So that's a case of Shema versus Shema. You have a guy who stole 100, doesn't know if it was from Al or Bob. Al and Bob say, we don't know. Okay, that is the Gemara's question. Well, the Gemara answers, we already established Ha'ukim Nala Bibalatse Sidei Shamayim. Mikra Din, this fellow would be able to just give 100, but he wants to fulfill all of his obligations, even up in heaven, and he did steal 100, and he doesn't know which one he wants to make sure he's okay now. It does tshuva, so he has to give each one of them 100. Period. Amar li Ravin l'Ravashi. Me, Amar Rava. Did Rava really say on the... this is back to the previous Amud, about like a line or two before it got wide. Did Rava really say that if there's like two different satchels or packages or envelopes, that the one who was receiving the deposit should have been precise with who was depositing what? The ha amar Rava, Rava himself had said, v'yitim, there's also say it was her papa, hakol moidim, everyone agrees, b'shnayim shehefkida etzel haroya, if you have two different people depositing each one, let's say a sheep, to the Raya, or claiming they deposited the Raya, Shemeniach Raya Beinein, that he doesn't know which guy. This guy says the sheep is his, the other guy says the sheep is his. You know what the shepherd does? He takes the one sheep, Meniach Raya Beinein, leaves the sheep in between the two of them, Umistalik, and leaves the scene. So that does not sound like Rava's saying that the shepherd should have, like, and somehow realized which one was the one who actually gave it to him. Amarle, so says back Ravashi to Ravina, it's a different case. The reason why we say the shepherd only has to pay back one of the sheep, meaning the sheep to one of them, he doesn't know which one, just puts it in between the two of them. Amarle, Hasam, says Ravashi back to Ravina, Hasam over there, because Shehefkidai be'edrai, Shalroya, Shalimidatai. You know what happened there? One guy, Al, apparently deposited his sheep into the flock when the shepherd didn't even realize it, and Bob did the same thing. Apparently, they're each claiming they did. Now, there's only one extra sheep there. And now, in this case, obviously, there's no way for the shepherd to know who is who. Said the Mishnah, V'chol shnei kelim echad yafamana v'echad yafelezu. So if you flip back to the Mishnah that we started this shiur with, we really had two cases. We had one case of two people deposit money. One deposits 100, the other one deposits 200. They come back a year later, and each one claims the 200 is theirs. Or one deposits a kli worth 100, one deposits a kli worth 1,000, and they both come back later and claim the 1,001 is theirs, which seemingly is basically the same case. We have the same din, apparently twice. We had Rabbi Yossi coming and piping in, Imkain Maestro Ramai twice. So the Gemara now points out that actually both of those cases, both the case by the cash and the case by the kli, are necessary. Vitzricha. Why? Why not just teach one and I would know the other? De, I squiggle underline the word de. And three lines later, first row line is ve, I also squiggle underline that. De ashmin and hachamaisa, the opening case, which was by the money. One person deposited 100, the other person deposited 200. I would have said bahi kamri rabban. And that's what the Tanakhama says, that you give 100 to each one of them. And then mishum deleika pseida. There's no loss to either one of them. Let me just see one thing. Okay, so there's no loss in ruin. It's clarified that whoever was the one who really gave the 200 will get the extra 100. Aval beha, if it's a type of kli, so you give one person back the $100 kli, the other person gets, now, how do you turn a $1,000 kli? You kind of like, I don't know, break it and give him $100 worth. Well, what remains is not worth 900. Might be worth 800 or 700. But ha, de ikapseda, where there is a loss to the gadol, Amai might have thought to say, if it hadn't been taught in our Mishnah, mighty le the Rabbi Yossi, that there, the Tanakhama, the Rabbanu, would agree with Rabbi Yossi and say, no, just the whole thing, the $100 kli, the $1,000 kli, put it all on top of the fridge until it can be clarified. That's what you would have thought. Okay, so then they had to teach the case of the Kalim. Kama v'i itmar b'ha. If we were told in the case of the kli that there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, I would have thought b'ha kam Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi says you do that, because Rabbi Yossi, you know why you have to put the $100 kli, the $1,000 kli all away? Because he wants to encourage people to, you know, only claim something that's really theirs. Aval b'hach, if it was the cash, ema moidu le rabban, and I might have thought, if there was no kli case presented in the Mishnah, I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi would agree with the rabbanon. Therefore, tzricha. Asks the Gemara, we'll get to the Mishnah, Mirtz Hashem, v'ha, time of the Rabbi Yossi, but one second, we've heard this a number of times. Isn't the reason of Rabbi Yossi mishum hefsed haramaihu? That the main thing going on here is he wants the Ramai to lose and therefore not come with this phony claim in the first place. Ela travayu l'Rabbanan istrich. You know what? Actually, both the case of the Mois and the case of the Kalim, we need it for the Rabbanan. Now why? Why not just teach one and not the other? Because the style, the structure of the Mishnah is a loizu afzu katani, that not only this first case, but even this case. Adkan.